Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So, as you know, today is the day. President Cyril Ramaphosa will be meeting with the US President Donald Trump. It's going to happen at about 5:30 our time, 11:30 Washington, D.C. time. And already there's been numerous reports. The first one is that South Africa is planning to offer Elon Musk Starlink. I don't know which iteration it will be, because the reason why Starlink was not accepted in South Africa is because there is a constitutional clause that telecoms companies must at least be 30% owned by South Africans. So what he needed to do was get a BEE partner, and then once that's done, they would allow him to operate. He chose not to. He calls it race-based laws. It's just a report, hasn't been confirmed, but Bloomberg reported on it, and I trust Bloomberg. Something else was reported. This one was reported by IOL. I trust them less. It was that Johann Rupert, is in Washington, D.C., with the president in the delegation. Now, he's obviously influential, but he's nowhere close to Elon Musk. Elon Musk is the richest man in the world. And so maybe you can surmise that if they soften up Elon Musk, then he could speak to Trump, and maybe the stance could change towards South Africa. Except that Elon Musk had this to say in an interview yesterday. Listen carefully.
In terms of political spending, I'm going to do a lot less in the future.
And why is that?
I think I've done enough.
Is it because of blowback?
Well, if I see a reason to do political spending in the future, I will do it. I do not currently see a reason.
Now, let me give you a background, right? Leading up to the Trump election, Elon Musk was his biggest donor. Mm-hmm. Reports that he gave him about $200 million. So that's a lot. And it was very, very, very consequential because it led to Trump winning. So much so that Elon Musk was basically joined at the hip with Donald Trump.
He was sleeping at the White House.
Bruh. Donald Trump used to tweet. Well, not tweet. He's got the Truth Social app.
Yeah.
He used to mention Elon Musk at least once a day on that app. At the very least, sometimes four times a day when you're speaking about him. They were buddies. They held press conferences together. In fact, Elon Musk would be in the Oval Office looking like he was the president, mm-hmm. and Trump was his PA. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen them together in a while. And Truth Social, Trump hasn't spoken about Elon Musk in over a month. So if you listen to what he said yesterday and you look at the tea leaves, you can surmise that they're not on good terms right now. Mm. So even if you were to be softened up and offered Starlink, it would be of no consequence. I don't think he has a president's ear. By president, I mean President Trump. Somebody who does have the president's ear, though, is Senator Ted Cruz in the U.S. And this is what he had to say yesterday in the Senate.
I have every confidence that President Trump will demand South African officials change their policies and will hold them accountable if they don't. And it's critically important for the American people to understand the bases for our policies.
Now, whether or not you like Ted Cruz, it must be stated that he represents America. And America is very much of the idea that South Africa is actually a threat to them because they're fraternizing with their allies. The first, China, because they are Chinese. Well, they call them the Chinese Communist Parties. Basically, look at what happens between them and Cuba. We've always regarded ourselves as amakomanisi, but, you know, whatever. And then the most important one is us leading the charge against Israel. Mm. So America has a very legitimate reason to not see eye to eye with us. Now, we can also speak about the misinformation about Afrikaners being persecuted, etc. and so on. That's pretty much the long and short of it. And so with all of that in mind, I do not see this meeting going our way this afternoon. It may not be an embarrassment to Cyril Ramaphosa. It won't be like Zelensky. But I don't think we're going to tighten the relationship between us and the U.S. as we hope we would. Fundo?
I would say today, I think if anything, it's going to be a meeting to almost lay the foundation. Not necessarily a time where, because I listened to Cyril Ramaphosa yesterday, the president at the embassy, and he said that they wanted to leave with a trade deal. But I think if anything, perhaps this first face-to-face will lay the foundation for further meetings to come. But on foreign policy of South Africa, many have always held the view that when it comes to the misinformation or disinformation around Afrikaner genocide, that it was perhaps a fig leaf. Everybody always knew it was just a fig leaf to hide behind. But the real issues were those of Israel being taken to the ICJ and our warming up to China within BRICS, our position when it came to Ukraine and Russia, that we stood firm with Russia. So I think it's more about foreign policy than domestically what we've been doing insofar as our reform agenda. So it will be quite interesting to find out what actually comes of those meetings. But we're listening to the president yesterday, again outside the embassy, when he was asked about our sovereignty and perhaps many concerned that there'd be too many concessions on our part. He said it's non-negotiable. We remain a sovereign state. So meaning he's not going cap in hand, but it's just to almost strengthen ties or reset the relationship, as everybody has said.
Even Ronald Lamula clearly said, we are not going to budge on Israel and ICJ.
And for me, that's where I sort of fear for them, because when Ted Cruz, listening to what he was saying, he comes across as though by the end of this meeting, there needs to be something on the table. If there is nothing on the table, there will be consequences. It's almost like a battle speak already. So I hear Mfundo saying it is the opening of conversations, but it doesn't seem to me, from what I was listening to Ted, doesn't seem like they're willing to open up a conversation. It is this is the conversation. If you do not do what we want, then you will suffer the consequences.
100%. And to be quite honest, if I'm the US, I'm getting chair in South Africa. I mean, Mina, please, I was funding you guys until 3 months ago. I was chair. I'm chair logo.
Yeah? Nah, but it's such a tough place, because this is the very same US that kept diplomatic and economic relationships with apartheid, the apartheid government at some point.
Because now, it benefited them.
Exactly. And so for me, if...
But where's the benefit? Yeah, this is what you got to look at. Listen, you know, you think you can negotiate with Trump on a moral basis. Forget that. Just look at where this thing benefits them.
He's very transactional.
Yeah. Straight up.
Yeah, he's a businessman.
You're moving away from me. You're pivoting towards China. It tells me that you think they are the new superpower.
Okay, but let's test China's superpower ability. Because there are claims that America is not the superpower anymore. Let's put that to test.
We don't need to put it to test.
Let's not.
Do you remember COVID?
Yeah.
Okay, so it started where? In China. China locked down first. What happened to the world?
Everyone else crumbled.
It came to its knees.
Yeah. Everyone else crumbled.
Exactly.
Let's put it to the test.
Economies have not recovered till now. About to balelo dageni right now.
But to show you don't need to China, test that. To show China's power and the US knowing about China's power, look at how they conceded with the tariffs.
Yeah. Mm. I can tell you right now, China doesn't need us. They don't need a single one of us. Bangapila without US, without Russia even.
Yeah, definitely. But we can't capitulate, especially on Israel, Russia, because it will be a betrayal on our past and our struggles. Imagine all the countries that helped us. If they were to say, oh no, America, you know, supports apartheid government, we can't help you guys.
I agree, we can't capitulate. Veles was, we shouldn't have gone there because we are seemingly unprepared. You see what these guys want, we are not willing to give them. Smoshi's cuts.
I think we went there with Mfundo's stance. We're there to open things up and hopefully build some form of...
And that's typical Mfundo. Even on the first things first, she's always, you know, airy-fairy.
No, it's not airy-fairy. I really think that this, if anything, will not lead to any sort of a deal, but will open or be just... the laying of a foundation here for further conversations, that we've got the trade and industry minister, they'll now conceptualize some sort of a deal. But when it comes to Israel anyway, yesterday we were just reporting that Britain, Canada, I believe, and France have already threatened sanctions on them to say you've got to stop with the bombardments in Gaza. So there is a shift anyway insofar as alliances that we've seen. So with all the shifts, it's unpredictable. Even Trump is unpredictable when it comes to Israel now, because Netanyahu, to a certain extent, is a law unto himself. So let's hang 10. Let's have faith in our president. And if anything, I don't think he'll be embarrassed. That part, you know, he's a smooth talker. So
not embarrassed.
Yeah, I also don't think that.
Yeah, it's not happening.
We're not going to get what we want, though.
But what do we want? Because all we're doing there is sending a message or correcting the narrative around the misinformation of a white genocide.
I doubt we will even get the chance to do that.
Yeah. Let us know what your thoughts are. 086-000-00959.
This is ridiculous, man, by our president. I mean, since you're appease manje Elon Musk, because Yakala and Starlink, he can't get it in South Africa. And now we're going over there to make a concession to say, okay, look, man, you can have Starlink in SA on Kunal. Why are we appeasing? Why must we move it? No, it's okay. No, man. Bob Cyril must not do it. My own VTs are up with the American media. I'm telling you, oh, man, he's walking into a trap.
Ngiyavumelana noDlomo nam. A waste of time yonke lento le visit to the US. We're not going to concede. We can't turn our backs on the Israel case. We can't turn our backs on Russia, which are our allies. It will be such a betrayal. Ne China nayo sizokwenza njani economy engaka sibe siyeke, because the US is no longer the superpower it used to be. Shem. I agree with you, Dlomo.
Yebo, the US is in the mud, just like us.
Basically, we were going to the principal's office to be told what is demanded of us, and should we not, we are going to detention. Basically, that's what this meeting is. I don't know why we go in there to go explain ourselves after we've been disrespected by the U.S. like it has. It's going to be a bad one. This meeting should have never happened.
I'm glad Cyril and his team went there, whether it's a win or a lose, but it showed guts for a president to go stand up for his country and try to resolve these lies that have been spread about his house. And in terms of Trump and the Senna, those guys are just playing bullies, you know, because things are not going their way, so they're trying to throw their toys out of the court. So I don't think SA must bow down to them. I must just hear them. But if he says, if that guy says, if you don't do this, we won't do that, that's fine. Stuff him. We'll go with those who want to go with us.
Over the phone or agude, besuthi ngono sihlangane face to face, and then ngitshele ukuthi hayi vela ngizwani nalento yakho. That's what's happening between the US and South Africa. Nothing will change. Loyaba uyahlanya uPresident waseMelika. So it's just that manje face to face umtshele ukuthi hayi ke naye akutshele, because uzokutshela yena vele. I think that's the crux of what they're discussing. They are going, I think we lost it a while back. So vele, we must look at other avenues.
I hope Cyril does not have the Zelensky's treatment, but nakhona, I am also praying that he does not meet with JD, because JD Vance, ungathi unesiqalekiso or isithithis thize, because I mean, think about it. What happened to Zelensky after meeting them? What happened to the Pope after meeting and shaking hands with JD? And when JD went to India, what happened to India after that?
That is funny. Yeah, JD Vance, I ain't gonna lie.
Good morning, Seize the World. Mina, firstly, I am so happy that the real president of South Africa is in Washington, Om Rupert. I'm joking. But on a serious note, I think this is really a test on President Ramaphosa. He stood very firm in Parliament a few months ago saying we will not be bullied by America. So we really need him to demonstrate that power. And I would really like for him to actually challenge Donald Trump and ask him to produce the evidence that there is genocide in South Africa. He shouldn't leave that room without demanding that evidence, because he has damaged the reputation of our country. But I just think that he's just going to be ambushed. I wouldn't be surprised if they bring those 49 refugees in that room and create some drama.
That's funny. No, they won't bring them. But also, you can't challenge Trump to anything. Whenever Trump is challenged to provide evidence, you've seen how he gets. He gets very belligerent. Also, he's a president himself. He doesn't answer to Cyril, especially in the White House. As a president of my own country, it's very simple, this thing.
There's nothing to open, there's nothing to talk about. Because I'll tell you one thing for sure, between South Africa and the US, both parties, what they want, we're not willing to give. What we want, they're not willing to give. So, Lanji, simple rules of negotiations in work or exist. So there is nothing to talk about. No magnati one. As he again, I mean,
on this issue, USA is already on the losing hand. I mean, like, look at our streets, you know, and also look into our market. You can see that China is dominant. Okay, we understand the issue of funding and all of those, but you can hear from our leaders that they are looking to ways of closing the gap that the USA has opened. So from long time ago, we have never been an alliance with the United States. The United States have been an alliance with the Afrikaners, just to be straight, you see. I mean, look at who has been making sure that we, our leaders got to be funded during the dark days of apartheid. So the showing there in the United States is just for the president to show that guy that, look here, we are not killing your people, or we are not looking to kill your people or take anything from them. So it's just to set the record straight. That's what there is all about. We are not there to beg.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.